As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, June the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, a little bit, website you might want to visit this morning, www.vocallocal.org. You can also check out ozarksvoter.info and freedomadvocates.org, .net, I believe they've changed it to. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our very special guest, Terry Hall, founder and director of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. Everyone knows it is TURF, but she'll be joining us right after our brief market reports in this first break, so you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call now for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around the America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without Internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio Owensville, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Metals, crude oil, currencies all decline on the rise in the U.S. dollar index. We'll talk about that briefly. Of course, we're going to have our special guest, Terry Hall. Trans-Texas Corridor is going to be on the plate today. Victories and cautions, updates, new breaking news, things you're going to want to be listening very carefully to. Revolution and counter-revolution in the second hour. The struggle for freedom will continue. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports. For Friday, June the 12th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off $14.70 at $939.80. Silver was off 50 cents, trading at $14.88. Platinum was off $25, trading at $1,237 an ounce. Palladium was off $5 and $250 an ounce. You get the idea. Hammered flat in the metals market today. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far today, 935.60 for a low, very low, breaking that 940 level, going down into the 930 territory, 956.40 for a high. Year to year, the 939.80 is still a $71.50 return on your investment at 8.24%, so all things are not so bad after all. The London Gold Fix, the boys over in London, set the price at $950 a day on the gold spot market, and I would imagine it'll trade around that area all day. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we closed up yesterday 32 points at 8,771. The NASDAQ was up 9 points at 1,862. The S&P was up 6 points at 945. Crude oil was off $1.66, bringing a little relief to the ranchers out there and the farmers. $71.02 crude oil today. The U.S. dollar index, the big culprit on all of this, moved up 75 basis points, turning at 80.18, back above the 80 level. And so we see that translated into the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar is off, trading at 89 cents. The Mexican peso up a little today, 8 cents. Fill up your pockets on those Mexican pesos. Folks, we'll be back right after this break with our special guest, Terry Hall. Be there. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code Oracle at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secret of right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going to be the president today. We've taken all our politics to the board. We're going to do it again.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast as we go into the first hour here of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm joined today by a very special guest, so a lady that I have a lot of respect and admiration for. I met her down in Texas, down in Dallas, the first time I've ever been down to Dallas in that area, at last year's Freedom 21 National Conference, where she was one of the presenters that were talking about connecting the dots to Agenda 21 and sustainable development. Listeners, as you know, I'm really kind of down on this idea of Agenda 21. We've been talking about it for months all over the radio. But we've got with us today an activist who's actually got a system set up down there with TURF, the Texans United for, let's see, I've got that card thrown over here someplace. We'll get back to that in a moment. I'm kind of scattered. You've got cards all over the place. But anyway, TURF, Texas TURF. And what they've been doing is they've set up a group to work effectively of getting the light of day shined on this Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, I know a lot of you have heard about it, the NASCO Corridor, the Trans-Texas Corridor. But the Trans-Texas Corridor is literally a pathway to economic equalization of the nations. And there's so much to it that rather than just reading to you the news reports about all the victories lately and going on, and I thought it'd be much better to just bring on a specialist, somebody that really knows what she's talking about. And it's just my pleasure, absolute pleasure, to finally, after almost a year, get Terry Hall on air with us today. Terry, good morning, and thank you for taking time out of your extremely busy mornings to join us here on Become Vocal Local. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. Tell us a little bit about who you are, just generally, just briefly, and then talk about this. What is this victory that we've just recently had? What is turf? And let's just start it out and take our time and walk through the various points that the audience would want to know about.
Yes, well, I'm a homeschool mom of seven children. And believe me, I have a lot on my plate. I don't need to be being a watchdog for our government, but I just felt pressed into service when I heard of a Texas Department of Transportation, or TxDOT is what we call our highway department for short, a hearing that was near my house where they were going to come in and take our only highway into and out of San Antonio. I live just north of San Antonio, Texas. They were going to take over 281 and convert it into a toll road. And it made no sense to us from day one. We're like, why am I now going to have to pay an extra tax to get into and out of San Antonio? I mean, it just seemed like a targeted tax. It made no sense. The road was already built and paid for. And the more investigating we did shortly after that meeting, we found out about some unsolicited bid by a private foreign corporation that was trying to take over that toll road, as well as another one in North San Antonio. And we thought, what on earth is going on around here? And we had just moved to Texas maybe this was about 8 months before this. And so I didn't really, I had no idea who my city council people were, who the county commissioners or any of our elected officials. I mean, I was literally just unpacking boxes kind of thing. And, realizing that we had to do something to stop this. And then, after months of meeting with TxDOT, going to hearings, trying to get our elected officials to do something, which it was clear they were not going to do anything, then we heard about the Trans-Texas Corridor. And about the same time as this hearing that we had attended, there was this big battle going on with the Attorney General trying to force the governor here in Texas, Rick Perry, to make the contract signed for this Trans-Texas Corridor to be made public because they were trying to keep it all secret. So I knew something was amiss when you've got a governor trying to keep contracts secret from the public. They clearly didn't want the public to know what was in it. And then I started to see how it tied in with even my local road because the same partners were trying to take over the toll system in San Antonio. So we started connecting the dots, and I knew that there was so much anger in the room the night that I was at this TxDOT hearing of people felt just like I did. Why should we be targeted for this extra tax? How on earth can you justify, making people pay tolls for roads that are already built and paid for? So we had to organize, and that's what we did. We just started with a couple dozen people, and now we're up to almost 100,000 around the state.
Well, that sounds incredible, 100,000 folks. People understand that this is, I've heard this story, Terry, and I've heard this in various formats all from people all across America. We have Doreen Hans here in southern Missouri, got involved with the blocking NIS coming in, the Ozark Property Rights Congress that got involved with stopping the water well metering. You know, this isn't the kind of a welcome wagon I would imagine that you'd expected to just move into Texas and then see this on the plate and come around, but thank goodness.
I mean, we just thought, we invested so much. We pretty much used up our life savings at the time to come move to Texas, and we wanted to plant our roots here. And we thought, by golly, we're not going to let these people come in and destroy that. And so we started fighting it. And we still, to this day, are fighting the conversion of our freeway into a toll road on 281, by the way. We've gotten temporary victory, so to speak. We've had two lawsuits that have now stopped it. But it's extremely difficult to get them to move forward with the right, project. And that's what we've been battling here. So we have lots of victories along the way and a whole lot of defeats, too. But at the end of the day, you have to stay in it. You have to stay in the fight because they're just waiting to wear out the grassroots and waiting for enough of us to drop off from the exhaustion of it all that they'll finally win just by attrition, so to speak, of the grassroots activists.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
right.
Why perseverance is so important.
That's right. One of the things that we talk about a lot is the natural resources and that being part of the focus of Agenda 21. But in this system as well, folks, there are also human resources, and it's a two-sided or double-edged sword. Government is just as dedicated to conserving their human resources as the people are interested in conserving our resources. But when you get something like this where you have a governor like Rick Perry, or you've got any of the heads of TxDOT that are catching flack and they're not catching the balls properly, they're not knocking them back to the public properly, they can also go through a process of what I call conservation of resources, which is you just rotate out the politicians, you rotate out your commission members, and you bring in
right.
people, and then what oftentimes happens, Terry, at least in my experience, is then they can claim ignorance. They weren't part of it. Well, this is something that was carried on from before. And so you're right
yes.
when you say, we can't go to sleep on this. You think that you've gained some ground, folks, but the reality is that this is like a grinding juggernaut, and if we don't stay on it all the time, we may get tired of it. I know that Saul Costello, Austin Toll Party, you know,
he moved to Chicago or Illinois, I should say, and so he got fed up and tired of the politics here, and I don't blame him in a lot of ways, but I'm telling you, it doesn't matter where we flee to, because now we have a federal government that's just as abusive as the local and state governments are, and it's going to just take a strong grassroots effort to constantly beat back the abusive government that we have now. I mean, and at the end of the day, what is consistent among all these administrations, because you're right, we get rid of some of these people through attrition, but sometimes we've also had to be very active. We have been very involved. We actually ran a candidate against a state rep who just refuses to do the right thing on this Highway 281. Won't listen to his constituents. I mean, we've had thousands of constituents in that district beg and plead to not turn this road into a toll road. And he refused. And so we ran a candidate against him, and we did very well.
Let me jump in right there. We've got a break coming. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, stay with us. We'll pick you up after the break. Folks, we will be right back. Stay there.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local, speaking with our special guest, Terry Hall. She's the founder and the director of Texans for Uniting for Reform and Freedom, also known as Texas TURF by all of us in the movement, so to speak. Now, we do have another caller. The one caller dropped off. Caller, whoever dropped off there, please do feel free to call back in. We've got a caller come in, and let's take our first call. Nick from Twin Cities. Nick, are you with us? Nick, are you there? Let's see whether or not we got him. I'm not seeing him. Caller's live. Nick, are you with us? Okay, gone. So we'll take that one off. And let's go back now, Terry. What you were talking about was setting up this system that you've built now with TURF, and then the various and sundry evolutions, if you will, of the political structure. But
yes.
But you've also had a recent victory that's going to have a profound effect. At the same time, this is, to me, when I looked at these, I saw all this information coming to me. You know, my listeners sending me emails. They were talking about betrayed and all and the other things. But at the same time, we've got a potential here for a special session coming up in TxDOT. Let's talk a little bit about this because you may need a lot of help this summer.
Absolutely. Well, just to finish my thought from before, what is the one consistent thing, regardless of who's in office or not in office, it's always about the big money. That's what stays the same. It doesn't matter, you know, what politicians ultimately are in office. If you have somebody that's willing to be bought off or that's influenced heavily by the lobby, whether it's the road lobby, the actual, you know, highway contractors, if it's the Sintra, foreign corporation types, that want to do these specialized privatized toll deals with a whole huge lobby just involved in that. You've got your bond investors, your Goldman Sachs, and your Morgan Stanley's and your Citigroups and all of that. And then you've got a whole bunch of local and city government people who want the toll road flush funds who also lobby against the taxpayers. So it's unbelievable what we're up against. It's truly David and Goliath, and we knew that going into this last legislative session. Here in Austin, our legislature here in Texas only meets every other year, so it's every 2 years we have a session, and this year was a year that they met, and it just completed June 1st, and we had several key goals this session that we wanted to see happen, and it became clear toward the last month that all of our good bills were getting attached to the TxDOT sunset bill, so it was all getting thrown into one big bill, and what happens here in Texas is they have certain state agencies up for something called sunset review every 12 years. Well, this year was the year that the highway department was up for sunset review, and if the legislature could not agree on various reforms to the agency, then the agency would be abolished potentially, or they would make the reforms, pass the bill, and continue the agency. Well, all of the good, bad, everything, good, bad, and ugly, was all thrown into this one bill called HB 300, House Bill 300, at the end, and we knew what was going to happen. We have no help in the Senate whatsoever, and we have a lot of allies in the House. And so we got all the stuff we wanted in the House, and as soon as it went to conference committee, because when there's a differing version in one chamber from the other, they go to conference committee, and then they pass out the final bill. Well, they stripped out all the good stuff in conference committee. So now it became worst case scenario, this is the worst bill ever, and now we had to try and kill this behemoth bill, and you can imagine the challenge that was, because if we killed the bill, then that meant the highway department was going to be abolished, and there's a whole lot of people who didn't want to go nuclear.
That's right.
So then they had this thing I found out about, it's called a safety net bill, and in case there is an agreement and they have this nuclear thing happen, they have a safety net bill where they pass a bill that says we'll continue the agency for 2 more years. In other words, we won't have it go away, we'll have the sunset process continue into the next session. And so that's what we were encouraging our politicians to do. Well, then even the safety net bill, we had a problem with it. The author of HB 300 in the House, who's very much opposed to the citizens' agenda for transportation, he's very much in favor of what the lobby was asking him to do, and he got himself as the conference committee chair for the safety net bill, and he went in and changed it so that if we wanted to have TxDOT sunset review extended for 2 years, he changed it to 4 years in order to make it more difficult for these members to vote down HB 300, because then they wouldn't get any change to the highway department for another 4 whole years, which everybody knew. They could not go back to their constituents and have status quo with this agency that the public distrusts. It's rogue. It's been considered out of control even by our own legislature. And there's no way that that was going to fly. And so then we had some stalwart heroes that filibustered and killed the safety net bill. So then we were going to have no highway department, and this was like the true scorched earth nuclear option. And, of course, I was just sleeping very well that night because I thought, well, at least for one night we have no highway department, or at least it will be abolished, put it that way. It wasn't like it went away overnight, but, you know, it was fun to watch them squirm for a while. And then the Senate, the next day, this was after the clock had run out officially, for any bills to be passed. Well, on the final day, they have a way that they can make technical changes to things, and they kind of broke their own rules, which that shouldn't surprise any of us. And the House decided that they would fix the safety net bill, fix it back to 2 years, and pass it over to the Senate and see if they would bite. And the Senate didn't bite. So they still didn't pass the safety net bill. And so the Department of Transportation here in Texas is officially abolished as of this fall, and they have a year drawdown period where before the agency would actually disappear. Well, of course, the governor is not going to let that happen, and the legislature isn't exactly serious about abolishing the highway department. They did that, the Senate did that, to try and force the governor into a special session to try and fix some things that they feel are very wrong. Now, I have to tell you, the senator's motives are not the taxpayer-friendly motives. They killed the bill because they wanted to increase gas taxes on top of all these privatized toll roads and extremely high transportation costs. So it's certainly not for the right motives, but at the end of the day, we killed the bill and we have no highway department unless they come into special session.
And that's the really incredible part about some of these articles. You know, the department must cease operations by September the 1st of 2010. We've got a caller, Nick. A long-time listener, good friend. Nick, from the Twin Cities, are you with us?
I am.
Question? Hello, jump on in, Nick. Questions or comments?
Well, everyone, for their hard awareness.
Nick, you're breaking up really bad. Just call back in again, would you please? You're breaking up really bad. It's kind of electronic morphology or something, and I know that you have a much better voice than that. Try it again. Call back in again. Okay. So yeah, we're looking at this. The TxDOT must cease operations by September the 1st, 2010, according to the state sunset law. But this particular article that I've got here really. If you think about it, yes, yeah, indeed, to be able to sleep without TxDOT or to sleep without knowing that you've got the jackboots on your throats is one thing. But at the other side, this kind of...
You know what's coming.
Yeah, what's going to come, the blowback from this, I mean, they may come in, when I was going through the various and sundry articles reading up on this particular transaction, if you will, you know, Rick Perry's up to his neck, his eyeballs in... corporate sponsorship supporting him for these various moves. He presents certain quality kind of ideas and questions as well, because, you know, we have to understand, no matter how opposed we are to certain aspects of things, that we still drive. You know, we all get in our cars and drive around.
Right.
And so roads are going to be there. We still need to deal with gasoline and things like that. There's no question about that. We still have trucks to move around. We still have school buses and all the rest of that stuff. So even though we could say, yeah, you know, give us down TxDOT, let's realize that, folks, this is a huge issue. There are no simple solutions. And we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we're back again. Let's try our caller one more time from Nick from the Twin Cities. Nick, are you with us? It sounds like we're still dealing with the same phone problem, Nick.
Aww.
Keep talking to me, buddy.
Can you hear me better now?
No, I can't. Actually, it sounds to me like you're talking through a Darth Vader helmet. I don't know.
All right.
I'm sorry, Nick. I think we're having some trouble with the telephone system this morning. I really apologize for that. I'd love to take your call, but I just can't even make it out. So I'm going to have to drop you on that. But really sorry about that. I appreciate your trying. Okay, back to you, Terry. There's so much involved in all this. Let's talk for a minute, if you would, about these CDAs. This idea of a comprehensive development agreement with the private toll road companies. They're also in this process. Well, let's talk about that first, because there's a whole bunch going on here that makes this a far more complex and dynamic problem than some people might know about out there in the listening audience, and they need to understand both sides of this picture.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not sure how much your listeners may have heard this term before, but it's called public-private public-private partnership. And a lot of times they just call them P3s for short. And in Texas, they have a special name for them. They call them Comprehensive Development Agreements, or CDAs. But they're one and the same. It's basically where the private corporation teams up with big government in order to steal your money. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
To simplify that. And what you have to think, okay, I have no problem with free market economics. I have no problem with capitalism. But here's where the problem comes in. These private foreign corporations have to use the government's unique powers in order to fleece the taxpayer in these sweetheart deals. This isn't open market, free, you know, free market principles at all applied to roads, which is what a lot of these so-called libertarian think tanks try to convince us. Reason Foundation, for instance, Cato Institute, even Heritage Foundation is trying to push these public-private partnerships as this free market solution to road funding, but it's not. And I'll tell you why. These are government-sanctioned monopolies. And the reason why Cintra, this foreign company from Spain, is trying to take over our highway system, along with ACS of Spain and Macquarie from Australia, there's several Italian firms, they want to do this because they have to have the government's power of eminent domain to force landowners to hand over their private property. And, of course, the government can pay you next to nothing for it. Versus the private road, which we have no problem with, is where they come in and pay every landowner in the path of whatever roadway they want a price they're willing to sell for. And they don't forcibly take someone's land and abuse government or, excuse me, eminent domain. And then they pay themselves back their investment through tolling. That's completely different than what's happening under these public-private partnership toll road schemes. They have to have the government for eminent domain, and they have to have them for something else called non-compete agreements. What these actual contracts have are provisions that prohibit your highway department from building any new roads or expanding any free capacity that surrounds these toll lanes. And it basically guarantees congestion on your free lanes to drive more traffic to their toll roads. And it's a way for them to guarantee the return on their investment. Well, of course, you and I in the business world, we can't guarantee ourselves a return on our investment. We have to stay competitive. We can't just charge whatever we want. We have to make it something that people can afford and that is a product that people are willing to buy. But that's not what these deals are doing. They're for half a century at a time here in Texas, and there was an Indiana toll road deal where they did this, where they sold it off to the Cintra Macquarie Consortium. And that was a 75-year lease, and the Chicago Skyway was a 99-year lease. I mean, we're talking about almost a century at a time that we are selling off our highway system. It's like taking out a second mortgage on our highway system. It is an infrastructure bubble, and it's coming quickly, and we're trying to stop it not just here in Texas, but there's been half the states that have passed laws to allow this very same thing to happen in your state. And the federal government's been pushing it very hard under the Bush administration, and we're still unsure about where Obama's going to come down on this, but we have to be vigilant to stop these types of contracts.
Yeah, this is just absolutely pernicious. There's no doubt about it. Let me try one more time to go live and come in and bring in Nick. Let's see if we were able to get a better connection again. Nick, are you with us?
Better.
Oh, no, it's still doing whatever it's doing, Nick, and I don't understand what it is, but it's real garbled and broken up, and I don't know whether there's something here that's a bandwidth issue or something, but I'm not going to be able to take the call, I'm afraid. So, I'm going to have to drop you again, but thanks for trying three times, man, brother. You've got a lot of persistence and I love you for it. But, let's go back now and continue along, because one of the things that I see in this is not only this, state mandated monopoly, state controlled monopoly granting off the right of ways and the operation of highways and I understand when you talk about driving the quality of the roads down and putting all of the congestion out and all the feeders, which forces everybody to come up onto these toll roads and pay the price. Yeah, and then the Skyway also was in Pennsylvania, I think it was their turnpike went under this sort of a thing. The Chicago Skyway. There's a lot of this going on. But this is a huge net. It's a huge system. And when we talk about tying it up, Terry, intergenerationally, 50 years.
That's right.
50
it,
years.
It is. It's a multi-generational problem. And we are going to have our children inherit the most horrifically high toll rates to get anywhere in this country, and that's something we also have to realize. They told us the reason. They're trying to sell people on the reason why we should do these deals is because we're out of money to build roads. The gas tax hasn't been able to keep pace with inflation because they haven't raised the gas tax in almost 20 years here in the state of Texas, and not much, I'd say about 15 years on the federal level. And they know, and this is what politicians fear, every time they've raised the gas tax, they all get tossed out of office. And so they think that somehow selling off our highway system to foreign corporations for a half century at a time, and one of these deals in North Texas would charge 75 cents a mile to get to work. We're talking about $3,000 a year in new taxes to get around. And they think that that's not just as controversial or more so than a gas tax increase. I mean, it's just crazy. And the other thing they say is that the private operator brings all the money to the table because basically we don't have the guts to raise the gas tax. So therefore we're going to hand over control of our public infrastructure to these foreign companies because they have the money to build these things and we don't. Well, we all know how to fix that. First of all, on the federal level, they've cannibalized our gas tax money to the tune of only 60% of our gas tax even goes to roads. On the state level here in Texas, it's even worse. Only 50% goes to roads. And so it's been a lack of priorities. It's been, you know, earmarking and all these other problems we've seen on both the federal and state level. And then they want to come back to us and now say that we don't have any money for roads after they've squandered the money we do give them for roads. Then second, they've been using our gas tax money and a whole source of other public funds to subsidize these privatized toll road deals. So, for instance, on this North Texas deal, they were putting in $300 million of our gas tax money. In fact, they're putting up, we the taxpayers, through the highway department, are putting up more cash up front than the private operator, but Cintra gets to walk off with all the profit for 50 years. It is absolutely insane. And they think that somehow the public is going to be asleep at the switch long enough that they can get this thing inked and rip off the taxpaying public. I mean, it's unsustainable. There is no way that people, and the starting toll rate for this thing is 75 cents a mile. It can go up every month after that. And who knows what you'll be paying 50 years from now to use these roads. And that's what we've got to communicate to people, that this is not just pie in the sky. This is real kitchen table economic issues, that if you think the price of gas is bad, if you have just a 25 cent a mile toll, now remember this one in North Texas is already at 75 cents when they open. If it's a 25 cent a mile toll, that's like adding, if you have 20 miles to the gallon, that's like $5 to every gallon of gas you buy.
There you go.
That's what you have to pay per mile. If you think $5 a gallon for gas is absolutely astronomically going to put you in the poorhouse, imagine what all of these foreign-owned toll roads are going to do to your family budget. And what we managed to get in the 2007 legislative session was a moratorium on these types of contracts. Now, the governor vetoed the real moratorium bill, and the legislature caved and didn't override his veto, and they allowed some compromise bill to go forward. So it only limits certain public-private partnership contracts. And, of course, one of the things that they accepted out of that moratorium and allowed to move forward was the Trans-Texas Corridor 69 project. Now, it was silent on the Trans-Texas Corridor 35 project, but it allowed this other one to be advanced. Well, they signed the contract with a foreign company from Spain called ACS last summer, and they're still advancing this crazy thing. But the rest of these contracts will sunset this fall because they did not reauthorize them in the legislature because it died with that bill, H.300.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to go into a break, folks. We'll be right back. What a fireball. Stay with us.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we are back once again. We are having some technical difficulties with our telephone call-in lines, folks. So just hold your calls for a minute. We got the guru working on the project, and I'm sure he'll be able to whip it back into shape and shape it right up. You know, this idea of Texas Governor Rick Perry being heavily financed, I guess you'd have to say. Well, I'll just give you the quote.
Yes.
He says this, and this is in a news article that was published by a gentleman named Lindenberger, who is in the Dallas Morning News, and here's the quote right out of it. It says, you've received hundreds of thousands of dollars from some of the same companies that went on to win contracts to build some of these roads. Is that a fair criticism? And Rick Perry's response is, well, people do contribute to my campaign because they like my philosophy and they like what I implement. It's when they don't contribute that I would have a dot, dot, dot. They'd be sending a pretty strong message. Quote, if the grassroots toll groups and the bloggers had any substantial influence, we wouldn't be building any roads at all, blah, 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 and it continues on. So you can see who he's listening to at the state level, you know.
And he knows full well that we are not trying to stop any roads from being built or expanded. We're trying to shine the light on what's happening in our state. The secretive contracts, these sweetheart deals, they know that they cannot see the light of day and withstand public scrutiny, so they have to go underground, and that's what they've tried to do in this state. Second, we're trying to have them be responsible with the money we have given them. Until they end the diversions to the gas tax, both on the federal and state level, don't come asking us to have to tighten our belts and pay more money to the government when they're already squandering what we're already giving them. I mean, then you've got the fact that there's all kinds of other fiscal malfeasance going on with a whole lot of this. There's eminent domain abuse. This governor's been tone deaf to the people of Texas now for the entire time he has been governor. I want to say now, if he gets reelected this next time around, which there is no term limit on the office of governor here in Texas, and there's no recall of a governor. So So we're stuck with this guy if heaven forbid, if Texans continue to keep voting him in. He does have stiff competition in the primary coming up in March with Kay Bailey Hutchison, a very popular senator for the state of Texas, and she knows he's vulnerable on this issue, and he knows he's vulnerable on this issue. There were over 28,000 Texans that went on the record against Trans Texas Corridor 69 alone. And ever since then, they've now tried to backtrack and convince the public that the TTC is dead, when in fact, every one of these bills that we examined very closely, there were over 400 transportation bills, and this HB 300 bill was over 1,000 pages long by the time it was all said and done. And we come through every last word of this stuff, and they are trying to still continue these Trans-Texas Corridor contracts and grandfather them in and try to fool everybody by saying, look, we abolished the Trans-Texas Corridor part of the transportation code, and then they bring it back in a different section of the code in the same bill. I mean, these guys are not, it's calling them shady politicians is polite for what's going on. I mean,
oh, really?
It is absolute fiscal malfeasance,
but
not
really,
to mention the betrayal of the public trust.
Really, Terry, one thing that's laying back in here behind all of this is this this group called the Pit Bulls. Ever since the 1980s, there's been a cadre, if you will, of gentlemen, if you could use that term loosely, that Rick Perry is tightly interlinked with, who have been pushing various and sundry transportation visions for almost 20 years. And so
yes,
even just getting rid of Rick Perry, you know, if Kay Hutchison was able to succeed him as governor, you still have this a whole cadre that's laying down in there. Any of these could pop up again. So it goes back.
Very true.
It goes back.
And that's why we'd have to hold our feet to the fire. And that's what it comes down to, is whoever ends up being the next governor, because I have confidence that the people of Texas will do anything except re-elect Rick Perry. He has been the absolute disaster state. He's tone deaf to the public. He refuses to reform the highway department. They literally have the taxpayers going nuclear on this highway department. They'd rather see it abolished and have no roads built than have them do it the way the governor's forcing down everyone's throat. They won't give us a vote. We don't have initiative referendum. We can't recall the guy. So, I mean, people are just itching to get rid of this governor in any way, shape, or form that we can. Now, trust me, we know that Senator Hutchison has let the taxpayers down on a whole host of issues. She's been in the Senate long enough to have done that. And she could easily be beholden to the same interest that Rick Perry is, but she does know that she's going to run on this type of a platform to be anti-Trans-Texas Corridor, to not sell off our highway system to the highest bidder. She's already put out many press releases to that effect. And so, therefore, she can't just turn around in office and expect that she's going to be able to pull a Rick Perry on everybody and push the same stuff that she ran against. So we've been betrayed by politicians before, but
yeah, unfortunately,
we do hope that we have a corner to turn.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we've got the Barry the Usurper, I call him, in office, you know, and if you would listen to all of his campaign's rhetoric and then compare it with what's going down now, you know, looking at Kay Bailey Hutchison as a relief in this, I think that what we really do have is we've got these huge issues going on with the implementation of Agenda 21. There's no doubt
about
it. They want to tax us for all of our inputs and tax us for all of our outputs globally. This is a drive to get people out of the cars and into the smart growth developments. If anyone complains about the high cost of fuel or using a car or the high cost of automobile insurance, the answer is always going to be, well, you need to live closer. You need to live closer to where you work.
Right.
You should live in one of these stack 'em and pack 'em subdivisions, you know, where you work on the ground floor and you live up two floors above it. You know, this whole green movement is involved in this. So this, to me, Terry, it just tells me that Texas Turf, what you're doing, what we can do, the Austin Toll Parties, any of these, all of the various states, folks, go up on the Internet and do a little search for the NASCO Corridor. Look at this map. You know, we can talk about the Yukon to the Yucatan Highway Corridor, the corridor systems, all of this. Missouri is into this. We've got a Mexican stronghold virtually in Kansas City.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I know. And if you want more information, we have a lot of background on the Trans-Texas Corridor, this multinational corridor, and it's just it is an abomination for our country. It would be up to 1,200 feet wide. There's going to be more than just a road involved here. They're talking about lots of modes of transportation, telecommunication lines, water lines, the whole kit and caboodle, things we can't even envision. I mean, Sintra is already thinking 50 to 100 years out, and you know how development patterns change in just 10 years, much less 50 or 100 years. They're literally going to be able to have enough land and right-of-way, public right-of-way, that they will control to be able to reshape our society in any way they really want to if we don't put a stop to this, and we have to be vigilant. It's not like we're putting all our faith in this, you know, Hutchison or whoever becomes the next governor. The issue is we have to get rid of the tyrant that's in there now and hold the next tyrant to their feet to the fire to make sure that they listen to the traveling public. And to us freedom-loving Americans that will not put up with this, I encourage you to go to our website. It's texasturf.org. That's texasturf.org. You can do a search on the words Trans-Texas Corridor or on, you know, TTC, on these CDAs or PPPs. There's all kinds of little, you know, code words you could use. You can look at our latest news. I encourage you to sign up for our email alerts. You can keep abreast of what's happening down here. But if we kill this corridor through Texas, we kill it. It stops here because they can't get into their, intercontinental corridor without getting through Texas. And that's how we have to be. Every state has to put up their guard to this, that's in the path of this thing. And we actually had a researcher tell us that there are two things you'd be able to see from space, the Mississippi River and the Trans-Texas Corridor. It is that huge.
It is, and what you're doing is that huge, and you're absolutely right. You know, we've got Amanda Teagarden and OK Safe. They're working on the blocking there. We've got new tools coming into our understanding, the idea of organization and bringing the counties together, putting in corridors of counties to just kind of like build an artificial roadblock.
Right, we call them 391 commissions. That's right. We're using local government to stop it, too, because we already know that the legislature isn't going to help us a whole lot. So we're using local government where we can apply the most pressure.
Absolutely. So these are the tools that we have. And folks, we can't look at people like Terry or Amanda or myself or any of the others that are actively involved in this as though, we are the saviors on the field. This is so big that all of this work, you know,
oh, absolutely.
How much time you've put into just trying to find all of the key players, find the places where you can be effective, and we need to do that locally. So that's what we talk about here on Become Vocal Local. We become vocal local, and we can block this globalist agenda right where we are, but it takes everyone in every state working towards this end to make it effective. And I think you've done an absolutely fantastic job. Can you stay with us into the second hour, or do you need to go away?
I do need to go now, but I love being with you all, and I just hope that your freedom-loving audience will tune in, pay attention to what's happening, look for all the signs when they crop up, and beat it back every time you see Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the Trans-Texas Corridor, Public-Private Partnerships, whatever form it takes.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and boy, what a first hour that was. We had a very special guest with us today, Terry Hall, the founder and the director of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. Grab your pencils. I'm going to give you those contact information again. I apologize to our callers in the first hour. Would have loved to have gotten you up. Terry just knows so much about this particular topic that we could easily have taken 2 hours. She just doesn't have the time, as she says. A homeschooling mother of seven, you can imagine, you could hear the children all around her feet. I'm sure she's going to be extremely busy every morning. But at the same time, you know, when we're talking about getting, becoming vocal local and getting active at the local level, blocking these agendas, I brought out the last moments there of our interview, how very important it is to understand that you're the key. You are the key right where you are, believe it or not. It's impossible. I was asked to go out to California and set up some kind of an organization to go around and about the United States and teach people this stuff, how to become vocal local, how to get take action right there in their own towns. But really, it has to do so much with knowing where you are. You need to understand who the power players are. You need to understand your state constitutions. You need to understand your statute books, etc. And in order for someone to come into your state, you know, carrying the bullhorn and dragging the flag, they would have to start from scratch, ground zero, and build up from there, their understanding. And so we look at the newspapers and we stay abreast of the things that are happening locally. I wouldn't give you a flip for the New York Times. It has nothing to do with me, really. But the little local rags that come out, I watch them. I devour them. Find out all kinds of things in there. Just like Terry, when they moved, she and her husband and their family moved to Texas, all of a sudden she discovered, just by being vigilant and watching, observant, she discovers that there was something, this great beast coming to town in the form of toll roads and et cetera. And so she got busy right where she was. She became vocal local. She wasn't going to take this stuff anymore, so to speak. So these are things that we can do on a local level. They have to be done on a local level. They cannot be done on a federal level, as far as I'm concerned. The congressmen, you think these governors are bought and paid for. Wait until you get involved with the congressmen. They don't call it Congress for nothing. If you look in your older dictionaries, you'll see that that's sexual intercourse, you know. So when you say Congress orders, you're not too far off the track. Anyway, so I really appreciate her coming along. Here's the contact information again. It's www.texasturf.org. www.texasturf.org. And TURF is an acronym, and it stands for Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. It's a great little website. Go up there, look on it, check it out, see what's happening. We cannot turn our back on what is understood to be this NASCO corridor. Just because you're not seeing it in the news, just because some of the activists like Sal Costello are no longer in the fight, these issues are so big that they just wear you out. And this is exactly what the media hopes, is that you'll tire of it. Some of the setbacks will come in, and it will discourage the people from standing up against this tyranny. And this is what they feed on. And so then by ignoring it in the media, ignoring it, your calls and your letters, having your state representatives and your governors not respond with any meaningful discourse in response to your questions. You believe that the issue is all over, but the agenda just moves forward. And it is Agenda 21. It is the implementation of this Earth Summit that came out of Rio de Janeiro in 1992. The idea of being taxed for every mile, there's so many things involved in that, folks. Let's pick it up on the other side and continue along this thread, and your calls are welcome.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reed, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, we're back right here on our second hour of our Friday, June the 12th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065, and we may have it up and running again now. The 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, you might want to try that. We can try and take your calls again. I apologize again for the technical difficulties in the first hour. Our tech guru has come in and worked on the system, and I think he's got it up and running, so maybe we can take your calls in this hour. You're certainly welcome to call back in. But as we heard from Terry, there's just a ton of action going on all around this particular issue. Inside, outside, upside, downside, political figures, financial figures, private and foreign corporations, et cetera, and so on. Lots of things going on. And you'll find whether you're involved with codes and the international building codes coming into your community, or whether you're dealing with other issues water, NIAS. It's the same drill over and over again. We're dying a death of 1,000 cuts. And so we really need to start looking on the local level. But let's understand just a little bit about the Trans-Texas Corridor in the context of globalism, free trade, and sustainable economy. This is out of a little booklet that was prepared by the Freedom Advocates out of California, and it starts this way. First, we need to understand public-private partnerships. And again, this is the three P's, or the let's understand it. Understand a public-private partnership is much the same way that Mussolini would say it, corporatism. Corporatism. It's the alliance between government and business. An alliance between government and business, where the businesses rely on the force of law, and they bring the money to the table. So they bring the clout of great money, big buckets of money, and they rely upon the clout of the government to give them this granted monopoly right, and then enforce it or back it up with force and the force of law. Sometimes it's soft law, sometimes it's the color of law, sometimes it's actual law. But this is how this partnership works. You could call it fascistic. You wouldn't be far off in that. But as Mussolini said, it's really corporativism. So understanding that, it becomes a marriage between business and government. And as we heard, these are marriages that sometimes run 50 years, 80 years, 100 years, intergenerationally. Now, what's all that about? Well, at the bottom of that is the idea of prescription. And that basically is that if the people allow this kind of a partnership to be built, and then the partnership builds the highways and operates the highways for a period of years, by operation of time, it basically just becomes and has the force and effect of law or legal sanction or the blessings of the community. The people have spoken. How do they speak? They speak when they turn in to the toll booth or the toll road. They stop at the booth, they pay their fare, and they drive down the road. And every day millions of people do that, and they're voting with those little tolls. They're voting for their support for this system. And so by operation prescription over a length of time, this just becomes the way it is. It becomes Satan Claus. It becomes the Ishtar Bunny. People accept it. It becomes part of the customs and the tradition. Oh, we always have done it this way. And of course, throughout this dialogue, there's always the same mantra that comes from government. We're overworked, we're understaffed, and we don't have any money. But of course, if you study the Kafras, go to the Kafra Man's website, you realize that this money, the monies, are all disappearing into derivatives and other things and investments, and we're dealing with corporations. There are various phraseologies that are clues, give you clues to that. But when Governor Rick Perry says that he didn't get into this business, you know, for any other reason, what he's talking about is what is this business? Well, it's the business of being the governor, a corporation himself, of a state, a corporation itself, engaged in providing goods and services and extracting and collecting revenues for those goods and services from the people. These are businesses. There's another one here. Let me see if I can say, yes, here it is. This is out of an article off of, it is Texas Department of Transportation May Last, But How is Unclear. Michael Lindenberger, the Dallas Morning News, June the 3rd, 2009. And here's an interesting quote, give you an idea of what we're talking about. The Transportation Department issued a statement to say it isn't going anywhere yet, quote, the Texas Department of Transportation is open for business, close quote. Just to reinforce the idea that we're dealing with, they believe that they're businesses, and in fact they are, corporations. And so when you come in and you interact with any of these various and sundry government organizations, you are called a customer or the consumer. Even though this is a government agency, and you think, well, government works for us, that's the greatest joke that ever was never told, but nevertheless, you're dealing with a business, and you're buying services from them. And when you sign up, you know, you fill out your building permit form and you sign it down at the bottom and you agree to pay the building permit and you agree to have the inspector come out and give his blessing and wave his magic wand over your project and give you a certificate of occupancy, you've entered into a contract for services with that business. And it just gets worse from there. So we go back and we look at this and we understand this public-private partnership that is the big and growing trend, not only in medium and small businesses, but in government. It's this marriage between private business and government. So this Trans-Texas Corridor is a public-private partnership, or a PPP, between the state of Texas and Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A. You could go up and do a browser search on that as well. It's a Spanish corporation, and there are nobility involved in this, if my memory serves me right. It's been a while since I was really hot on NASCO. But there is a tie in there to the Spanish noble lines, the bloodlines, if you will, of the Illuminati, certainly the black nobility. The consequences here, the booklet continues, of creating this PPP includes an economic and perhaps a military Trojan horse. It opens the borders and gives an open landing in America, and that's a key phrase, an open landing. But if you'll go and look at, just Google it up, NASCO Corridor, you should be able to come up with the map that's out there. And it'll show you, if it's a very tiny print, let's see if I can get myself into this, from Lázaro Cárdenas, Manzanillo, and Guadalajara, there's a route that then runs all the way north through Texas into Oklahoma, into Missouri, and then off to the east, all the way up to Montreal, and off to the west and north, up to Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver, B.C. It's huge, no doubt about it. And as Terry said, from space, you'll look down and you'll see the Mississippi River Valley, and you'll see the Trans-Texas Corridor. It'll be that distinct. And so what do we talk about when we say open landings? Well, when goods and services... Oops, we've got a break here. We'll pick up the goods and services coming out of China on the other side. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome, by the way.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we're back once again here. So let's go back into this again. As we're going into the break, I was just simply saying that what this Trans-Texas Corridor, the NASCO Corridor, and all of its various and sundry offshoots, there's much more to this, if you will, consider it a military corridor than meets the eye. But this would open our borders up, obviously, to the south for all of the cargo and all of the freight that can come out of anything in the Pacific Ocean. It also, through New Orleans, opens up a corridor that goes off to Europe and to South America in the Atlantic. And it also brings down from Canada goods, oil, anything you've got up there, out of Montreal, out of Ottawa, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, BC, all of that. So it opens up our borders both north and south. It creates the corridor for what we could call the North American Union, or the building the North American, what do they call it, community, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, all the various different ways it's been styled, the idea of the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, all of this. So this is a very important part, or it's a very important piece in their puzzle. But what do we talk about when we say it gives an open landing in America? Well, when all of the various and sundry products are packaged up and put into containers and then loaded onto container vessels in China and other places, Japan and elsewhere, anywhere that they're coming from, their points of origin, they're sealed up there. They're not opened again until they arrive and they have come to land. So all of the time that they're sealed up in these containers, they're considered virtually to be at sea. And they don't actually ever come to land until they're open. One of the reasons why they're not inspected before they're delivered, they'll be brought to a point of distribution. And when they finally are opened, they might be at the Walmart near you or at the Home Depot near you. Well, they work through both rails and trucks. Now, when these cargo containers are offloaded, they never really touch ground. They might be up on dunnage. They're stacked on top of each other, so on and so forth. Then they're either loaded onto a railroad car, or they're loaded onto a flatbed trailer for delivery by a truck. And all of this, whether it comes by train, or whether it comes by truck, at least in the 80s, when I was familiar with it, it was known as the mini land bridge. A mini land bridge. It still has, you know, you can consider it admiralty law at force here. These are the laws of the sea. This stuff has never really landed yet. It hasn't been berthed, so to speak. So that's an important aspect in all of it, because it comes under international commerce and international law rather than state or local law or federal law. Continuing, it says that this colossal road will infuse political and economic sustainable globalism into and throughout America. It does that by working under the color of law as an internationally accepted process. This Trans-Texas Corridor, the author here writes in this little booklet, is the literal pathway to economic equalization of nations. And it continues, the Trans-Texas Corridor fits this design as a step towards world government. So we think, oh my, there's all of this, this involved in this that goes beyond just whether or not Rick Perry and the state of Texas use eminent domain to take someone's farm. Well, we could step back just a little bit and look at the argument being advanced by government, if you will, and that is that in order to have meet transportation needs for now and into the future, and to be able to meet economic development challenges, in other words, filling the coffers of the state so that you can get all of your socialist services, these things must continue. As population numbers supposedly continue to increase, we're going to need ever more and more and more roads. Of course, all across Europe and in the United States of America, the population figures are going down. They're not going up. It's been a long time. I mean, Terry's got 7 children, but it's been a long time since we've had large families. Since the early 60s, it's kind of been two mom and dad, two and a half children and a dog. That's just barely replacement. So that opens the door to this international migration and development agenda, another one of the UN programs, where we have people coming from all over the world. You know, we have people coming from all over the Orient flooding into Europe. We're having people from the Southern Hemisphere flooding into the Northern Hemisphere on this continent. Same thing. So the idea of expanding the transportation networks are part of this government aspect. And, of course, if the roads go to heck in a handbasket near you, you're going to complain about the potholes and so, and then you go down and you're the squeaky wheel trying to get your potholes repaired. And so then that turns around and justifies spending more money on road repairs and things like that. It's a never-ending cycle. But there are arguments on both sides. And if we're going to be successful, we're going to need to find a way to deal with the arguments on both sides. Now, continuing, another part of all of this is regionalism. We didn't have time with Terry to go into it, but in these, I have a Dallas Morning News interview between Michael Lindenberger of the Dallas Morning News and Rick Perry. This was published back on January the 23rd, it looks like, of 2009. And in this, they're talking about the North Texas Transportation, I think it's an association or something like that, NTTA is what they call it. But this is the idea of regionalism. We have localism and regionalism, and then federalism and globalism all working simultaneously to advance these Agenda 21 policies. And so, When we start to break issues down into regionalism, one of the arguments that Rick Perry's bunch are advancing is that the toll roads would keep the improvements that are made in service of the Austin area and other large metropolitan areas. It would keep the cost of those out of the pockets of out of the tax bill, if you will, of the rural areas. And so there's a certain bit of ground for that argument, but surely the rural areas have to admit that they gain a benefit from the metropolitan areas, and so that argument starts to fall apart. But through the process of regionalism, they can advance different parts of these corridors and achieve goals on a local level. Now, localism is another one of these isms that we can understand. Where the local people champion for something and local governments champion for things. But overall, each has its own place in this, I don't know what to say, really. It's like so many birds sitting up on a wire between the telephone poles cheeping. And all of the little places, all the little towns, they all want their piece of this big pie. After all, if they don't get their piece of the pie, or if they don't get the first bite out of the apple, then someone else is going to. And they have to justify their existence, and they want to be reelected. They want to stay in this business called government. And so they champion for this pork barrel, this pork spending, at every level, whether it be from the state or out of the county coffers, out of the state coffers, or out of the federal, or out of the international community. Everybody wants a little piece of this. This goes back to and points to this super social disease that we've, you know, so certainly besets our nation, as I like to say. There's a much greater disease. And one part of that disease is the whole thing that comes in with the socialism. The idea that we can rob Peter to pay Paul and then sleep well at night after we've done it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're back again. We're going through this Texas corridor issue a little bit. We had Terry Hall on with us, the founder, the director of Texas Turf, in the first hour. Go back and check the archives on that. She just gave, if she could be selling information by the pound, we would have just given out thousands of dollars worth of information there. But anyway, the idea again is understanding how the system of government does work around you, and it's not working, but it's, you know, the way that it's structured, I guess that would be the better way of saying it, and how all of these various parts and pieces work into it. And from the international community, we also have major drives to make these things happen. You know, it's they call it the browning down of America. It's the transference of wealth scheme. These things have been around. We've studied the philosophical radical underpinnings of this well enough now that we can get wrap our minds around it. But this has been coming on us and at us for a long time. And in 1992, out of this Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, the creation of Agenda 21 and then the implementation here by Jorge Bush the First and William Jefferson Clinton, and then following on now under Barry the Usurper's administration, we should see this thing go on steroids virtually. We'll be seeing more of this happening. We'll be moving forward all of this Agenda 21 stuff rapidly. He's as deep into the carbon tax credits as Al Gore. So anyway, understanding that any possible way of raising revenues in a declining economy will be pursued by all of the various governmental organizations, corporations. They will be looking for every place, every pocket. They'll pick every pocket they can, largely because they've become addicted on opium, OPM, other people's money. And so going into your pocket every time you use the convenience of your automobile, which is not your automobile, but their automobile on their roads, then they can put another tax on you for every day that you go to work, for every mile that you drive, etc. Take a look at your automobile very carefully. Your impersonal property tax on that you have to pay every year, even though you think you own it. Why are you being taxed on it over and over and over again? You've already paid for it. You had a sales tax when you bought it. That doesn't happen when you buy a pair of tennis shoes. Those tennis shoes go out on public sidewalks, but you're not taxed for the personal property of having tennis shoes, are you? No, but they tax you for your automobile over and over and over again, like it's a new thing every year. But it's not. Every time you go to the gas station and fill up with gasoline or buy oil or any of the other products, antifreeze, any of the additives, the battery, the tire, and all of the accessories, they're hidden federal excise taxes in all of that. So you're taxing, taxes, taxing, tax there. Taxes that you never have to deal with if you had a horse, but of course if you have, in Southwest Missouri, if you've gotten your personal property tax statement lately, your assessment, even if you own a horse, you're getting taxed on that too. So anyway, we've got all of these hidden taxes buried there. But then you have the other state-sponsored monopolies. Well, before we leave off on that, all of those products, all those oil products, that's all out of OPEC, out of these cartels and major corporate monopolies, Standard Oil, Chevron, Exxon, BP, and the rest of them. These cartels that basically it's a gang of thieves, and they gang up on the people, find something that the people absolutely need to have, and then you form cartels. You can go back to the oil and steel community in Europe and start the process towards the European Union with that if you wanted to. Gaining monopoly control and control of governments and control of economies through gathering up all of the resources and putting them into cartels. Well, the idea in Agenda 21 basically is to track and analyze and locate all of the resources of the planet, and then to charge or tax everyone for all of their outtakes. Everything that you take out of the economy, you have to pay a tax for it. So that the more you use, the more you pay. Well, that sounds fair, doesn't it? Well, not really. Anyway, so there's a lot to all of that. And this discussion that has come up, we walked all the way up to June the 1st, which was the final session in the Texas legislature, and as Terry said, they only meet once every 4 years. Here in Missouri, it's every 2 years. That may even be every year. I don't remember. Shame on me for that. Doesn't seem to me that they ever go on vacation. But anyway, these people get together, so on and so forth. But they came up to the very end of the session, and they didn't reauthorize the Department of Transportation. And so what that basically says is that along this line, by Monday night, lawmakers had killed a bill that would have overhauled TxDOT and were poised to pass a safety measure that would have continued it as if for 2 years. That bill died too. And without it, the department must cease operations by September the 1st of 2010, according to the state sunset law. Now, the article continues. Not even the department's fiercest detractors in the legislature want to see that happen. After all, its 14,000 employees maintain tens of thousands of highway miles across Texas and it spends billions of dollars each year to build more, and so on and so forth. Now, it's not going to go away immediately. State law says the department can continue to operate normally until September the 1st of 2009, and then it has 12 months to prepare to go out of business entirely. And the article continues. Now, you can see that there's going to be a firestorm of reaction. We've been talking about revolution and counter-revolution. There's going to be a firestorm of reaction. There's going to be blowback. Now, if there's 14,000 employees that maintain tens of thousands of highway miles, you can imagine that all over Texas in little cafes in the small counties, these guys that have been working for the department for some years, looking at their retirement, they're thinking about going out of work. The local mayors and the county councils and stuff like that are sitting around, and they're looking at these people that were against the Texas toll roads, and they're thinking, why those mean-spirited people? Don't they realize what they're going to do? They're going to take away our highways. They want to take away our road. Why the bunch of commie pinko? And so on. So there's going to be some blowback from that. And it's because these issues are all merged together and thrown together in a big box, all of these tag-ons on the bills, that makes these kind of arguments come into existence. So it's going to make the job really difficult for the people that are opposed to the NASCO corridor coming into this special session. And you can be sure they're going to hold a special session, which means that we're going to need to be vigilant here and ready and prepared to back up the Texas Turf Group and anyone and everyone else, the OK Safe group, that are involved on a regular basis, monitoring, tracking, and following this particular issue, which is incredibly important. And I wouldn't be taking the time today to talk about it if this was like the swine flu, for instance. I won't spend any time on that article. I looked at it the very first morning it broke, and it looked like a non-issue. But this is far from that. This is huge. It has the ability to basically cut the United States of America in half, separating east from west, if you will, along this corridor route. And all throughout this process, wherever there is a storm cloud, if you will, in these storm clouds there are and there can be silver linings. When the National Animal Identification System came to Missouri, I looked at it both as a pernicious disease, which it is, but at the same time, there was a silver lining in that cloud, because all of the cattle ranchers had basically, been sitting back and making their money and enjoying their lives and growing their wealth and growing their families and enjoying their farms and their ranches, and were basically quiet on all of the other political issues that were out there. But when their personal ox got gored with the threat of the National Animal Identification System, then all of a sudden they rallied round the flag, so to speak, and they came out in droves to block this initiative. And so here with this Trans-Texas Corridor, yes, it has the capacity, the ability to separate or cleave the United States of America east to west. But at the same time, it might be a unifying process or a opportunity to come together in opposition of this, so we could wake up people all up and down this corridor, and as they come into this discussion and realize that they're dealing with something that is far greater than just a toll road, then they're going to be receptive to finding out more about what is this global agenda, what is Agenda 21, and then the whole door opens. So you can start with something simple in the National Animal Identification System discussion by asking somebody whether or not they like to eat. And if they like to eat, then of course the National Animal Identification System becomes their issue, because it impacts the way whether or not they will or will not eat and what they will eat and so on and so forth, and how much they're going to have to pay for food. Well, transportation is a similar issue. We'll pick it up on the other side and be right back. Stay with us.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we're back here closing out today's broadcast. It's been quite a morning. There was so much information there in the first hour, and trying to deal with the telephone snafu, you know, that's, you know, just makes live radio what it is. But this is such a huge topic, and it is everything about what this particular broadcast aims to address. Is that we really need to take action right where we are. We need to become vocal local. We need to stay on this stuff like a pit bull dog. You know, it's my old hound dog, Shorty, the plot hound. What a hound he was. But when he had a coon up a tree, I'll tell you what, his paws would be on that tree, and he'd be barking. They call that chopping. He'd be chopping, and he'd stay on that tree. You'd about have to drag him off of it to get him to come away from it. That's how I finally lost him. He was out. Got off his chain, went out running, ran something, got something up a tree or chasing something, and he just ran to the end of his life. But anyway, this is kind of the approach that we're going to need to adopt here in this next few years if we're going to be able to keep any semblance of freedom in the nearer and perhaps longer future of this country. We fall asleep on these various and sundry issues. This stuff is going to just go right on down the road. Here, this is from Texas Governor Rick Perry himself. You were asking about these CDAs, and we talked about that a little bit. These comprehensive development agreements, and here's what he has to say. I mean CDAs, metropolitan planning organizations. Nobody even thinks about them now. From that perspective, we're probably not going to fight over that ground this time. It's sort of done. The big debates on transportation infrastructure have already occurred. I would suggest to you that we're on the backside of transportation policy discussions now. Those were in 03, 06, and 07, and that battle has been fought. I don't think there are going to be any big fights over the grandiose principles. And so then this author writes, the interviewer writes, so you expect the legislature to extend the authority for TxDOT to partner with private firms to build toll roads, question mark? And Perry responds, sure, CDAs are going to be extended. Government is acting as though we have given our consent, and they're just going to proceed on the steamroller of the juggernaut. And so we need to redouble our efforts. You know, when Sal Costello threw in the towel, if you will, founder of that group called the Austin Toll Party, and he's credited with helping to stop some of the taxpayer fund roads in Austin from being converted to toll roads. But his blistering attacks, this author writes here, made him a prolific anti-toll road gadfly. He announced earlier this month, and this was written back in January, he announced earlier this month that he'd moved to a small town in Illinois and given up what he'd called his costly obsession with campaigning against toll roads. Well, when one person has been exhausted and one person wears out, then someone needs to step up to fill that space so that that particular line in the front line doesn't just go empty like the teeth in my jaw in the front line of my teeth. Some of the teeth are starting to go away. Getting older, whoever said getting old was fun has never tried it. But anyway, we need to stay in this battle. We can't stop. It's like getting water out of a deep well. You know, once you pour your primer down the well and you grab hold of the handle and you start pumping on that handle, you don't dare stop, because until you get water to come all the way up and fill up your mason jar again, your primer is in that pump. And if you stop pumping, all the water is going to go to the bottom again. You won't have anything to prime the pump with, and you won't have had your drink of water. And so if we hope to be successful in our efforts, like I say, to maintain some kind of a semblance of freedom here, we can't quit. We cannot just stop and walk away. We cannot allow ourselves to be exhausted in these various and sundry battles. So anyway, back to this structure here and understanding the structure. Regionalism figures in all of this as well, because you have the North Texas end of things, and then you'd have the South Texas end of things, and the West Texas and the East Texas things. Ends of things, if you just wanted to use that. Or you could take each of these metropolitan organizations, the metros, and you can pit them against each other. It's all about divide and conquer, but it's also then dividing between cities and rural areas. Now, all the regional forms of government, at least in Missouri, these are extra-constitutional, extra-governmental organizations. These are basically just private firms that work as intermediaries in the pork barrel process. They stand between the county governments and the state government and the federal government and the international community, and they are the change agents, they are the facilitators, they introduce to the county commissions and to your local towns and cities, they introduce policies and programs, and then whenever funds are available to finance these things, then they broker the loans. They broker the grants and aid. And as we say, every time you reach out your hands to take unearned shekels, it's the shackles of control come on. So whoever it was that was handing out the financing is going to be the piper that then calls the tune. And in this Texas, Trans-Texas corridor here, we see that it's Cintra that is going to be calling the tune. And so then they are going to be given an extensive grant of time and land, and the heck with the people. The people's interest in this, through the operation of prescription, like a prescriptive easement, the people's interests are going to be backburnered. And you can see that the direction that Rick Perry is leading Texas is to just go ahead and let that happen. He's perfectly happy with it. As long as Cintra and the other big corporations continue to finance his campaigns, he's got public buy-in. He's got the support he needs. He'll just continue to press forward. he also says this. He says, I have enough appointees on the NTTA, that would be the North Texas Transportation Authority Board or something like that, to know their mentality well enough. And that ought to just be, you know, a heads up to all of us. I have enough appointees. These are unelected boards and councils like a Soviet. And most of these boards are fleshed out by people from within the party or sponsors or supporters of the various candidates and office holders. There's lots of room here for us to interact on these boards. We go up on the Secretary of State's website for the state of Missouri. There's a whole long list of all of these boards and councils, and a lot of times they're empty seats. There's places on these boards where we could have a representative on those boards and commissions so that we could speak truth to power and a little bit of reason in the argument. As I like to say, you know, if you think you're, you know, going to follow bullhorn politics and have any kind of meaningful change on the other end, you're mistaken. You've been led astray. Sadly led astray. For years we've been led astray with the bullhorn boy. What is really needed here is a seat at the table. That means you don't come in pushing and shoving and bragging and braying. You come in legally, lawfully, and orderly, and you sit down at the table and let your voice be heard. This is the idea behind the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. We don't have representation anymore. Who represents your views? Who represents your interests? Who's looking out for you and all of these things? I say that there isn't anyone, and that there won't be anyone until we put somebody there that will. And so we look locally first. The other day I went to a city council meeting here in this little town that I live in. There was three people plus the secretary. And they're making decisions that impact all of the people in town, but there wasn't anyone else. I was the only visitor, the only guest there. I'll be going back to those meetings on a regular basis. I was able to talk at the meeting, interject my ideas a little bit, and I wasn't even elected to be on the board. So we can't have an impact right where we are. There are water boards, there's school boards, there's road districts, there's conservation districts, there's ambulance districts, there's fire districts. There's electrical co-ops and so on and so forth all across America. And they'll usually put a notice in the newspaper that they're going to have a meeting and elect new members. And when you go to those meetings, no one from the public shows up. What that tells the boards is that, hey, it's all fine. What you're doing is great. We don't have any objection. Keep doing it. And so they do. And so then they climb into bed with FEMA and SEMA and all of the rest of the emergency management agencies and build their fusion centers and pull people over alongside the road for having a Ron Paul sticker on their truck and taser them in the grass and haul them off to jail. Why? Because we weren't at the table. They figure they've got to go ahead. The green light's there. The people have spoken through their apathy. Let's not let apathy be our guiding light, folks. Over the weekend, have a great time. I'll be back again on Monday. I hope you've enjoyed our day today. Perry Hall, TexasTurf.org. See ya.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reed, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
How
would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.